I was not. I haven't been there in 10 years.
Okay.
But I followed a little bit, but no.
All right. So you're just waiting for the first game then?
No, not quite. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to Rodriguez and everybody else next week when they start practicing, but I haven't heard the official word on that.
Right. Monday is the first practice, correct? The 10th?
That's what I believe, yes.
Yeah. Now, when you were in Lansing, what years?
I graduated in 95, so there in 91 to 95, and then 95 to 2000.
Okay.
Back home for 9 years this month.
Right, okay. So I just wanted to make sure. You and I both covered two guys that are in the news for all the wrong reasons. Plexico Burress, his incident, and today I'm sure you probably saw the excerpt from our good friend Jemele Hill, who's now at ESPN. Apparently she sat down with Charles Rogers. And I believe I'm quoting him by saying he said, "Yeah, I blew every day."
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that yesterday, and I was exchanging messages with on Facebook with Jemele, who I know well.
Yeah,
we were both at the state news together, at the Michigan State paper, and it's a sad story with him. He just basically his career went up in smoke, so to speak, and Plexico looks like he's going to jail, and know both guys pretty well, and definitely a sad situation in both cases. And in both cases, not bad guys, just really immature, and their immature decisions caught up to them, obviously, in different situations. But both guys pretty well, and Jemele said that Jones looked pretty good. In the little clip, he did look, not like he was running a 40 or anything, but he didn't look like he was a mess either. And the key to him would just be to be able to play anywhere, whether it's Canada or, I don't think the Arena Football League exists anymore.
No.
But he's got, I don't know if that other fledgling
the
league.
The UFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new league that's starting this year.
Yeah, he'd be the guy. That'd be the ticket for him. And yet, I wouldn't bet on it happening. And,
are they going to have a team in Vancouver? Because weed is practically legal in Vancouver, so maybe
they're
play there.
They're talking about in California imposing a tax on it.
There you go.
So he might fit in there. I know there's a team in Vegas. It seems like there is a team in San Francisco. I think it's New York, Orlando, Vegas, and San Francisco are where those four teams are going to be this year.
Yeah, it could be some extra marketing opportunities, perhaps.
Yeah, knowing both those guys, like you said, and having covered them, it's disappointing. I think Plexico Burress is getting a little much for shooting himself in the leg. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think politics are getting involved there a little bit and working against him. I'm not sure if he was, just an average Joe and he made that boneheaded mistake that he doing a serious hard time. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is being treated normally. But, he's made a lot of immature decisions in his life, and I think they're just finally catching up with him.
Yeah. One of the things we're going to get into a little bit later in the show with callers is there's a story you probably saw. I think our buddy Dave Burkett did it for Hanover.com, and he had some quotes in there from Rich Rodriguez talking about enhancing the atmosphere at Michigan Stadium. Is there anything that comes to mind that you would think would be good in terms of helping do that?
Well, winning helps. Hey.
Good answer, Larry.
B, I'll be curious to see what the acoustics are like once they're winning and those sweeps are in.
Sure.
I think there's a chance that, might get some less noise, seeping out of the atmosphere, if you will. So, I think winning is the biggest thing. But, I started going to games at Michigan Stadium in 78, 79, and, on through, I was in high school, 91, and then now back, covering it. And it's never been a really rowdy place to play. It's more intimidating to the eye than the ear, and yet, the place has been loud when, at key times. So I think winning is the biggest thing.
Yeah, that certainly doesn't help. And, over the last couple of years have proved nothing else. The teams, they're not. It doesn't seem like they're intimidated at all to come in here and play anymore.
No, and I think that's kind of faded for some time. I think even Rich Rodriguez said once last year, the years of or the days of putting on the wing and helmet and not giving you 10 points were over.
Right.
I think the mystique of it just helping you win is definitely over. And yet, I think it'll be better this year. And once Rodriguez's guys are all in there in another year or two, I think they'll really be rolling. But I'll be curious to see what kind of patience people have around out here for them.
Yeah, I'm guessing not much, to be quite honest with you, as you know. I want to ask you before I let you go, what are you working on these days that you want to share?
You know, I'm just really looking forward to getting to Lions Camp. I haven't been there. Last week I wrote a big feature on Jim Schwartz. He's a really, really interesting guy. You know, whether he's a good coach and whether he's got enough material, time will tell. But certainly an interesting guy with his love of heavy metal and reading and, you know, just kind of putting himself out there. Most coaches are kind of, you know, guarded when you ask them anything personally about their life. And yet this guy is pretty much an open book. So that's kind of refreshing. But I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing Stafford throw and, you know, game situation. And then Tigers. I'll be there Thursday. And then the Twins come in for a big weekend set. And I'll be out there Sunday again. So I'm just kind of cruising into August with Lions and Tigers and a little Wolverine football.
Yeah, how many times do you, it might be hard for you to answer, but how many times do you think you'll cover Michigan this year?
Probably in every home game.
Okay.
That's usually my gig. You know, possibility of a Tiger playoff game bumping that off, but including the one that everybody in Ann Arbor is drooling for, Delaware State.
And then you got next year, you got UConn coming in, man.
Well, and I'm still waiting for the, has the university said that, or is that still arrivals.com?
Yeah, it's still, you know how it is.
I'm not buying it unless I hear it from Michigan.
Right.
I'm still hoping for better in the debut of the new big house.
But,
I'm still waiting word back personally on that, and I haven't seen the university say anything. So, you know, I think earlier this summer it was going to be Massachusetts or something like that, right? So
the three non-conference games, if UConn, once it becomes official, it'll be UConn, Bowling Green, and UMass.
Yes, yeah, I, you know, let's let the university say who's opening that 2010 game before we get jumped to any conclusions.
Right.
But, I think that would be unfortunate if there were just, you know, clunk or glow, you know, on that schedule in 2010.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there was a lot. There were a couple SEC teams I found in looking up schedules. There were 9 teams that I looked at. The SEC teams were Arkansas, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State would have worked. They were another one. I know there was 4 that were thrown out there last week in Chicago, but I spent an hour the day after looking at the teams and their schedules. And I mean, I don't know. I guess it's not sexy enough for most people out there if it is going to be UConn. Somebody.
Well, the big thing is, I mean, I think you know, home and homes aren't real sexy. They just want home and home and home and home and home. You know, like they don't want to go to those schools.
Right.
So I think that's part of the rub. You know, having 8 home games is, you know, a big, you know, cash windfall.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's where that becomes a problem.
Yeah. Larry, always appreciate it, man. I know you got a lot going on, and I haven't talked to you in about, I don't know, about a month. So thanks for coming on with us as always, and we'll stay in touch and keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, Ben, thanks.
All right, thank you. There is Larry Lage, AP writer here in Michigan, Ann Arbor's own Larry Lage, giving us, so we got 2 great pieces of information there from Larry. The Buick Open, officially done. He said he got word this afternoon. That's gone. It's not going to happen. And the Detroit Red Wings get Patrick Eves. He's young. He's in his late 20s. Former first-round draft pick, started with Ottawa, played with Carolina. He's a guy that's got some real good, I know from seeing him in college. He did a few games at Boston College when he was playing, and he's got a real good offensive skill set. You know, can play the physical game. He's kind of like an Abdelkader a little bit.
Maybe a Cleary?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously his game is a lot, you know, a lot further along at the pro level than Abdelkader's is, but he's got a real good offensive set of skills and great hockey mind. His dad, Mike Eves, the head coach at Wisconsin. The Wings getting Patrick Eves. So, you know, it was beneficial anyways getting Larry on. But when he's dropping news like that, man, it's even more beneficial. So we appreciate Larry coming on and joining us.